Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Meera.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into India's private space sector achieves orbital launch milestone, Daily Brief, 19th of July, 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, three things jumping out at me today. Skyroot just made history, Zepto's IPO story is getting messy, and Kimi K3 is apparently rattling the US AI industry. Let's get into it.
And the RBI data governance story is quietly the one that'll hit the most builders in the room. We'll get to that too.
Start with Skyroot, because this feels genuinely landmark. Vikram 1 reached low Earth orbit out of Sriharikota, India's first privately developed orbital rocket. What's the actual significance here for founders?
So the headline is obvious, historic milestone, great for the country. But the builder insight is this. Skyroot is a small team that just competed with government programs, and the reason they could do it is policy friction went down. ISRO opened infrastructure access, the space sector reforms gave regulatory clarity, and a private company could actually execute. That's the template.
So it's less about space specifically, and more about what happens when the government gets out of the way.
Exactly. If you're a deep tech founder in any regulated sector, drones, nuclear, defense, watch how Skyroot navigated this. Regulatory clarity plus infrastructure access equals fast execution. That's replicable.
All right, let's move to Zepto. The IPO size is being cut by up to 20%, and investor bids are valuing them at $3.5 to $4 billion. That's a sharp discount from their peak private valuation. What's happening here?
Two things are hitting them simultaneously. Domestic investors are pushing hard on profitability. Public market buyers in India are not in the mood for we'll figure out unit economics later. And then there's a geopolitical concern layer because of Zepto's Chinese investor exposure. Both are real.
So the $3.5 to $4 billion number, that's the market saying quick commerce at scale is not worth what VCs thought it was.
It's the market saying prove it. The scale at any cost narrative is genuinely dead now. If you're building in quick commerce or any high burn consumer category, your IPO story needs unit economics proof, not growth projections. Promises don't price anymore.
That's a cold wake-up call for a lot of founders sitting on large private valuations right now. Okay, Kimi K3, Moonshot AI, launched it Thursday and apparently spooked the US tech industry. What should Indian AI builders actually take from this?
The pattern is familiar. It's like DeepSeek all over again. China closes a capability gap faster than the US expects. Everyone panics. But for Indian builders, the question is sharper. Which specific capabilities is China moving fastest on? Because that's where your moat gets eroded quickest.
And your answer is?
Reasoning and code are the two areas where the gap is closing fastest based on what Kimi K3 is benchmarking on. So if your product's defensibility is we do complex reasoning or we write better code, that moat is thinner than you think. You need India-specific data advantages, specific workflow integrations, things China can't replicate easily from the outside.
Okay, the RBI data governance story. You said this one hits the most builders. Walk me through it.
The RBI is pushing a data governance framework that creates compliance complexity specifically for fintech companies that sit between customers and banking partners. The exact requirements are still being developed, but that's almost the point. The direction is clear, even if the rules aren't final yet.
So what do builders actually do right now while it's still being defined?
You audit right now. Map every flow of customer data from your product to your banking partner. Because when the final rules land, you don't want to be scrambling to understand what you even have. The builders who start the audit today will be the ones who can comply fast when the framework drops.
Smart. Okay, rapid fire. Let's move through the rest. Bijus?
Creditors approved a settlement proposal on the Akash acquisition dispute. Movement, finally. The lesson for anyone doing M&A in edtech, creditor protection and acquisition integration are due diligence items now, not afterthoughts. Shares fell after they guided to slower revenue growth and said they're cutting how often they disclose viewership data. Markets hate reduced transparency. If you're a subscription product and you start hiding engagement metrics, investors assume the worst, and they're usually right.
Turtlemint
posted 3 crore PAT in Q4 FY26, profitable, first among many insurtech peers to get there. public markets are rewarding disciplined unit economics, that's the signal for every insurtech founder still in burn mode.
And the Vivo T5 Lite?
6,500 mAh battery, 120Hz display, sub 20K price point. The consumer data point here is that battery size is now a primary purchase lever in that segment. If you're building apps or services for mid-range Android users, your performance assumptions need to reflect that battery anxiety is real and users are optimizing for it.
Okay, one thing a founder listening right now should actually do today?
If you're in fintech, start your data audit before the RBI framework finalizes. If you're in any other category, look at your IPO readiness story and ask honestly, can I show unit economics proof, not just a growth chart? Because Zepto at 3.4 billion is the market telling you exactly what it values. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.